Making a Big Mess, Judges 17, 1 through 4.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
There was a man of the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Micah. He said to his mother, "The 1,100 pieces of silver that were taken from you, about which you uttered a curse, and also spoke it in my ears, behold, the silver is with me. I took it." His mother said, "May Yahweh bless my son." He restored the 1,100 pieces of silver to his mother. Then his mother said, "I most certainly dedicate the silver to Yahweh from my hand for my son, to make an engraved image and a molten image. Now therefore I will restore it to you." When he restored the money to his mother took 200 pieces of silver and gave them to the silversmith, who made an engraved image and a molten image out of it. It was in the house of Micah. As you can see, Israel had drifted far from the law of Moses. I don't think that this man Micah and his mother knew what they were doing. They were just following their own opinions about God and righteousness. This is familiar, isn't it? When you don't read, listen to, or follow God's rules, you end up making a big mess by doing what seems right to you. King Solomon had something to say about this too. Proverbs 14:12. "There is a way which seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death." Let's take a look at the law and see what actually took place here. First of all, Micah stole a huge amount of silver from his mother. Theft is a violation of the Eighth Commandment. See Exodus 20:15. Since Micah stole from his mother, he also violated the Fifth Commandment, which required that he honor his mother. See Exodus 20:12. It was good for Micah to admit he stole the silver. This means that he may have avoided breaking the Ninth Commandment, which is the one against lying in Exodus 20:16, and it is good that his mother's cursing turned to blessing, but what she did next was horrible. She took the silver and made an image with it, thereby breaking the First and Second Commandments, which are the ones that say that we should not have any other god before God, and that no image should ever be made. See Exodus 20:3-6. Notice that she did this as if she was doing something good for God. She actually dedicated the silver to God that she might violate his word by making an image with it. That's technically breaking the third commandment, because she was doing something in God's name that was wrong, thereby taking his name in vain. See Exodus 27. This is exactly what happens when we wander from God's word and start making our own religion out of what we feel and think about things. It makes a sickening mess, and God is not happy with it at all. Twisted spirituality is a grotesque thing, as we can sense as we read this passage. May God help us as we read and think about God's word. May he give us the power to obey, so that we can help others instead of making a big mess of things.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.